This is Talking Business.
I'm joined now by David Weir, who's the founder of Radium Capital. G'day, David. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, Radium Capital provides advances on R&D tax incentives. Tell us about how that works.
So it's quite a simple process. So we work with companies who are taking advantage of the federal government's R&D tax incentive, and we provide early access to that by way of advance. Effectively, we allow companies to take that on a quarterly basis to assist with their cash flow throughout the year.
How early is it? How long does it usually take to get the money out of the government?
Well, the way it works, obviously, is tied into the company's tax returns. So, it really is pegged to when they're going to get their tax return back. So that can be anywhere from 12 months to 18 months. And we say, look, you know, you can actually come to us a little bit earlier during the year. And we can have a look at, potentially what the return's going to be and work out a structure that's going to help everybody.
So do you help them get the R&D tax incentive money, or do you just, do they come to you once they've qualified for it?
So we're not tax advisors. We don't give advice on actually obtaining the R&D tax incentive itself. So we actually work with the company and their R&D tax consultants and also their registered tax advisor to structure the facility.
So how does it operate? Do you sort of lend a percentage of what they're going to get and then you collect the whole amount? Is that what happens?
Yeah, that's a very good summary actually. So instead of doing an annual review of the R&D expenditure of the company, we do a quarterly review, or the R&D consultant who's representing the company does a quarterly review. We then calculate what their expected refund is going to be at the end of the year, and then we do an advance on that. And then when the refund comes in at the end of the year, we take we obviously collect that and we take it principal and interest, and then we refund the rest back to the customer.
So what's your effective interest rate?
15.
And do you charge a fee on top of the 15%?
So we just charge a small establishment fee to get the company set up in our system. We charge $769 to actually do that for the company. Once they're set up, we charge no further establishment or account management fees, because what we want to try and do is encourage companies to come back on a quarterly basis and really maximize the way they can use these advantages to then accelerate their R&D. You know, if you're getting earlier access to it, you can do one of two things: reduce the capital requirements of the business, or potentially even, you know, accelerate your R&D by putting more money back into it.
And then can you qualify for more of an R&D refund from the government?
Well,
no, because if you get the money early, you get the money early, you spend more on it and get more of a tax incentive. No,
yeah, absolutely, and that's where, you know, we use the term of supercharging your R&D, because, you know, the type of companies that are accessing this incentive through the government, you know, they are early stage. They're obviously loss making because they're getting a refund on their taxes. So we're giving them a new avenue to access capital to grow their business. So if we can give that to them earlier, obviously they can fold that into their R&D programs and then continue to grow those and develop them at a quicker rate.
So when did you start the business? Quite recently, wasn't it? A couple of years ago?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the idea was planted a few years ago. Realistically, we've only been lending out there in the market since the start of this financial year. We operated two other online lending businesses, which took advantage of the government's R&D tax incentive. And we realised that there was an opportunity there to do a bit more and bring our sort of skills from online lending and low cost of origination and say, look, you know, there's these other secured type products that are out there. How do we bond the two together and say, let's do a low cost of origination and help some of these companies access more capital.
So how quickly can you turn around an application?
Yeah, so we'll give an approval in 48 hours and then we'll move to funding within 72, and we'll do that up to $1 million facility.
Right. Is this a competitive business? Are there many people doing what you're doing?
Yeah, look, I mean, we haven't invented this product, but what we've done is we've made it better, and we've used our online system and the way we go about it to really sort of change the market, we think. So, you know, typically it was a style of finance that, you know, was brought in by big players, and, you know, a team of finance experts, lawyers would sit around and hash out the deal. And that can be an expensive process. So we basically saw that and then said, you know, that there's an opportunity to bring this style of finance to almost a small business environment who are, you know, only looking for, you know, $40,000, $50,000, not a million. And we'll use our experience in low touch customer origination to bring in this style of finance.
Where do you get your money from to lend?
Yeah, so it's a good question. We partnered with a US fund, and they've been incredibly supportive of us, and have ring fenced around $100 million to actually deploy through our platform.
What sort of fund? What do you mean? Is it a hedge fund or something?
Yeah,
right. And how much does your money cost? Can you tell me?
I'd rather move on to the next question.
Okay. Fair enough. So what does a company, small company, have to do to qualify for the R&D tax incentive? What sort of things do qualify?
Yeah, so again, we actually don't give advice to companies on whether or not they do or they do not qualify for the R&D tax incentive. That is purely left
You can
up.
Tell us, David, just what sort of things do qualify.
Yeah, so I mean, well, I can speak from our own experience. So you generally need to be obviously receiving a refund. So in a loss-making position and under $20 million in aggregate revenue, group revenue,
right.
conducting R&D is obviously an important step.
Yeah, I suppose I'm just wondering what sort of things qualify as R&D. What do you have to be doing? Do you have to have a lab or something, or is it, I imagine it's a fairly wide range of activities.
Yeah, we see customers from obviously all types of industries. Manufacturing actually makes up the greatest component of the market. Manufacturing industries. We have agri science businesses, biomedical businesses as well. A lot of software development companies in there as well. So yeah, that's probably one of the most exciting bits about Radium Capital is sort of the exposure we get to all these different types of businesses.
I saw a story in the West. Which talked about a $30 million loan you made to Northern Minerals. What was that about? That's a big loan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was one that obviously we needed to hold hands with, you know, the company and also the finance, our finance partners in the US to get done. But yeah, there is those big deals out there. And I guess that's, the previous point I made about seeing this style of finance in the market over the last sort of 5 or 6 years, you know, those are the big deals that were typically hunted by finance providers in this space. And we've sort of taken that style of facility and distilled it right down into making it accessible to small businesses.
I imagine you didn't turn around the $30 million in 48 hours.
No. That was a little bit more of a long-winded one.
But mostly it sounds like you're doing smaller deals under $1 million.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we've set up, and that's why we've really gone down the road of using our experience in a previous experience in online lending, because we know it's all about origination and how quickly you can, one, get an answer to the customer, and to making sure your operational costs are lower, so you can actually sustain in the price that you're offering the customer.
Sounds like you're a bit of a fan of the R&D tax incentive. Do you think it's really working and encouraging research and development in Australia?
Yeah, look, I absolutely think it's working. I mean, we've taken advantage, and it's obviously helped us get where we are today. My personal perspective is that I believe it works, and I also believe it encourages innovation in Australia.
Great to talk to you, David. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Alan.
I've been talking to David Weir, who's the co-founder and CEO of Radium Capital.